The state senate's 5th district follows the Delaware Arc and includes a wide area between I-95 and Concord Pike. The district has a variety of neighborhoods, some long established. It has thriving businesses, some that are struggling, and some that are closed and boarded up. District 5 has been represented for 20 years by Republican Kathy Cloutier, currently the state senate minority whip. 3 Democratic candidates believe the district can be flipped in the November election, and each believes she or he is the one to do it. Denise Bowers, a former Wilmington police officer, thought so in 2016, when she ran and lost. Kyle Evans-Gay, an attorney and mother of 2 children under age 5, is also in the race, as is Eric Levin, a former teacher and now the owner of a small business. Levin is also a past candidate for office, but that was a long time ago. Denise Bowers did not face a primary 4 years ago, but believes it is time for a change.
I think we have had the same folks in office for quite some time. It's time for a change, and it's time for someone who has actually worked in the areas where we are having challenges to step out there and be available for the people in Newcastle County.
In her case, Bowers believes her 21 years of experience in the Wilmington Police Department is relative to significant challenges she often hears about as she speaks with the voters, a rise in crime, and struggling businesses.
If we let our businesses go into blight, that only invites crime to join us, and that's not what we want here in Brandywine 100. We want Brandywine 100 to remain the beautiful place that it is.
Kyle Evans-Gay says the 2016 election result and resulting actions and policies from the White House started her thinking about running for office, and she believes that effective change at the national level has to start at the local level. In Dover, Gay says she has been an advocate, as she has been in the courtroom.
My job is to make sure that I work with people one-on-one to analyze their problems, see what we can do together, help them understand the legal system, be their voice and their advocate when they need it in that system. And I can do that in the same way for the folks in my district.
Gay says she would be interested in exploring how to implement universal pre-kindergarten in Delaware. With many homes showing their age, Gay says infrastructure concerns, including the availability of clean and safe water, adequate roads and transportation, and a well-cared-for environment, are critical to sustaining the character that the residents of the 5th District enjoy.
But I'm also hearing people tell me the things that have mattered to them for years and will continue to matter to them when this pandemic is over. Issues like affordable and accessible health care for everyone in our state. You know, that is something that we need to work towards as one of many pieces of legislation that will help working families.
Eric Levin was raised in Brandywine 100. He served as a constituent relations liaison for former governor and current U.S. Senator Tom Carper. Levin taught on the high school and college levels as an instructor in social studies and introduction to American politics. He now operates Tutoring Club of Wilmington.
I've really, really grown distressed at what's happened both locally and nationally with regards to the division in our overall society locally and nationally, and I want to be a unifier.
Levin says as he speaks with voters, he hears about funding concerns regarding education, aging infrastructure in the district, and the challenges facing small businesses that just want to keep going.
I think you have to give voters a reason why you are different and why you will do a good job. You have to work very hard. And I think that's been the basis of my entire campaign, is telling voters how I'm different, how I will continue to invest in local issues, how this is not a national issue-based campaign, because I think that's very important to voters.
Bowers, meanwhile, now works in the field of substance abuse and mental health. She believes her loss to Cloutier 4 years ago helped to make her a better candidate.
Now I have more experience. I've talked to more people that are involved in the campaign process. I know more people, and that has really helped me. And I've remained in touch with those people since 2016, and it's been very helpful.
The 5th District has nearly 5,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans, with several thousand independents as well. Gay believes it's a district that truly cares about certain values such as access to health care, civil rights, equal rights for women and LGBTQ Americans, and the issues raised by Black Lives Matter.
And it's just that the voters in District 5, I think, aren't just ready to flip a district and a party. They are ready to have representation in Dover that works for them and with them and alongside them in seeking out all of those policy goals.
Gay adds this will be a consequential election as lawmakers start to figure out ways to resume meeting more often, consider more matters of importance, and engage with their constituents. Levin also knows what's at stake, and as he and the other candidates have had to resort more to telephone conversations and less of the personal visits and door knocking, it's still personal.
It would be such a great honor to represent these folks. Some of these folks I've grown up with and known my entire life.
Mark Fauser, Delaware Public Media.